听力课堂，听 class.com。
When you meet a friend,
hello there, friend.
Here's what to say.
What do I say?
Let's talk in English with someone every day. Let's talk in English with someone every day.
That's the way.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Saturday show of Let's Talk in English at the Mall. My name is Tom.
And I'm Jack. It's great to see all of you today. Hey, Tom, can I give you a suggestion about what we should do today?
What should we do today, Jack?
Well, we should review everything that we learned this week.
Well, it is Saturday, so that's a pretty good idea. That's a great suggestion. And friends, this week we learned about suggestions and how to give suggestions, how to give advice, and how to take advice.
That's right. And we also talked about going out and dating.
Ooh, going out and dating. Have you ever been on a blind date?Friends, do you remember what a blind date is? Well, if you don't, you can review from this week's lessons. And why don't we do that right now? Here we go. Hi, Amy. Here is a package for you.
Thanks.Why did you get it at the theater?
Good question. I don't know.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome.
May I ask you something?
Okay. What can I help you with?
Pam, Jean, and I are going to a restaurant for dinner tonight. Can you suggest a good place?
Go to Steve's Steakhouse. The food is delicious.
No.Jean doesn't like steak.
Then try Angelo's. Their spaghetti is great.
No, I had Italian food last night.
Why don't you go somewhere for pizza?
Tom, that's Italian food.
Well, what about Yang's Chinese restaurant? I love their dumplings.
No, I eat there all the time.
How about Harry's Hamburgers?
No, I don't like hamburgers very much. Hi, Amy.
I can only stay a few minutes. I'm on my break. But I know the perfect place for dinner. Where? We can try the new Indian restaurant across the street from the mall. Okay.Great idea.
Yes. Why didn't I suggest that?
Hi, Pam. I finally found you.
Hi, Jack. What's up?
I need some advice.
Sure.
Do you remember Avery?
Your cousin?
Yes. She's coming to visit me this weekend. Where should I take her?
Does she like museums?
Yes, but she travels abroad a lot, so she sees lots of them. She won't want to see ours.
Will you take her out to eat?
Yes, I plan to take her to Zorba's. She loves Greek food.
Don't take her there.
Why not?
I ate there last month. The service was slow, and the food was terrible.
Oh. Can you suggest another place?
Take her to the Bangkok. The Thai food there is excellent.
Good idea. Now, what should I do with her?Do you have any ideas?
You can show her the sights.
When she visited last year, I showed her the sights then.
Oh, that's right. I remember. Well, you could do something active.
Maybe. What do you suggest?
You two can go roller skating.
That might be fun. Thanks, Pam.
What about another outside activity? You could go for a hike.
Maybe. I wanted to hike the Blue Mountain Trail, but the trail is closed.
Why?
It's too dangerous. People saw a bear in the area.
Oh, well, take Avery to a movie.
Do you know a good one?
No, but you can ask Tom. Here he comes.
Hi, guys. What's up?
Jack's cousin is visiting this weekend. He wants to do something with her.
Take her to a movie.
What's showing?
Marvin's Ghost starts this Friday.
Don't take her to that.
Why not?
I read about it. It sounds really stupid.
Is Bobby's story still showing?
Yes, but I wouldn't see that either. It's long and boring.
How about going to a concert? Patty Evans is singing this weekend.
I don't like her voice. But singing is a good idea. I can take Avery to KTV.
What's KTV?
It's really fun. At KTV, you and your friends sing songs together. La la la.
Oh, like karaoke.
Yes.
That sounds fun.
And you guys can come too.
Okay.
Hi, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm okay. My aunt just called. April and I are going out tonight.
Oh, how are you feeling?
I feel nervous.
Who's April? What's going on?
Jason is going on a blind date tonight.
Really?
Yes, my aunt wants to introduce me to a girl.
Who is she?
She's the granddaughter of my aunt's neighbor.
Jason's aunt has tried to set up Jason with April for months, but she was never able to.
And you're finally going out tonight.
Yes.
I wish I had a date tonight. I haven't dated anyone for over a year.
Maybe you can go tonight instead of me.
What do you know about April?
I don't know much.
That's why you're nervous.
Yes.
Have you ever been on a blind date before?
No. Can you guys give me some advice?
Well, Jason, you're a great guy. I would say just be yourself.
How do I do that?
Be honest. Talk to her like you talk to us.
Also, ask questions and listen to her answers.
The most important thing is to just have fun. You'll be fine, Jason.
I hope so.
Jason, how was your date last night?
Was it love at first sight?
Yeah. Were you attracted to her right away?
Do you have any common interests?
Wait. Too many questions.
Sorry. We're excited. So, will you see her again?
Maybe. I said I would call her.
Good. You should. Speaking of dating, have you two ever heard of White Day?
No. What's that?
Listen.
In most countries, March 14th is an ordinary day. But in Japan, March 14th is a special day called White Day. What is White Day? Before we answer this question, we need to understand how Japanese celebrate Valentine's Day on February 14th. In Japan, women give gifts and chocolate to men on Valentine's Day. It is a chance for women to let their boyfriends, husbands, and other men know their feelings. On White Day, men buy gifts for women, but they must be careful. In Japan, different gifts have different meanings. If a man gives a woman the wrong kind of gift, he may be in big trouble.
I'm glad I don't live in Japan. I'd probably give the wrong gift.
Me too. Do you think I should buy a gift for April?
No, it's too soon. It could scare her.
Scare her?
Some girls get nervous when a guy does too much too soon.
Then they won't want to go out with the guy again.
I understand. I won't buy a gift.
Good. But you should call her.
I will.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. So, Tom, what are we going to do now?
Well, we're going to go to one of my favorite places. Friends, join Jack and I as we go to review this week's features right now at the movie theater. Here we go.
It's time for Word Power. This week, we are talking about going out. Do you like to go out with your friends? What do you do? Do you like karaoke? People sing songs with recorded music. When people sing karaoke, they sing the songs by following words in a video. Karaoke.
Karaoke.
Karaoke. Do you like to sing karaoke? To sing karaoke, you need a microphone. A microphone makes your voice louder. Microphone.
Microphone.
Microphone. What song do you want to sing? Look through the songbook and choose a song. Songbook.
点歌本.
Songbook. Every song in the songbook has a number. After you choose the song, use the remote control to put the number into the karaoke machine. Remote control.
遥控器.
Remote control. Can you hear your voice? Listen to the speakers. Your voice and the music come out of the speakers. Speaker.
扩音器, 喇叭.
Speaker. After you choose a song, the video and words will show up on the screen. When your song starts, follow the words on the screen and sing your song. Screen.
荧幕.
Screen. Singing karaoke is fun. You should try it. Remember all these words when you talk about going out, and you'll have word power.
Right. Can you help me?
How may I help you?
Oh, I want to read a book. Huh?
Read this sign.
Oh. You're in a library. Be quiet.
Yes. Be quiet.
Oh, now I forgot what I was going to say. Soup!
super sentence, man!
Hello, young man. I have the perfect sentence just for you. Actually, it's a question. Can you suggest something? Can you suggest a good book?
Can you suggest a good book?
Good! Now, you think of a few super sentences.
Okay. Can you suggest a good place for lunch?
Can you suggest a good place for lunch? Another?
Can you suggest a good English teacher?
Can you suggest a good English teacher? Yes, Amy on Let's Talk in English is a good English teacher. Now, what super sentence will you use with this lady?
Can you suggest a good book?
That is super. And that, my friends, is how you use a super sentence. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English A-okay.
I suggest you read The Sign, Super Sentence Man.
Oh, The Sign. Well, The Sign says, you're in a library. Be quiet. Oh, that is a good sentence. But I'm afraid it's not a super sentence. Keep trying, young lady. I'm off to save the world.
Hey, Jack. I thought of someone I could introduce you to for the blind date.
Really? Who is she?
Well, you see, I can't tell you because it's a...
Surprise! Well, friends, it's time for our Saturday surprise. I wonder what's going to happen today. Well, let's find out.
Oh, hi, everyone. Surprise, surprise. Saturday surprise.
Hey, Emma. What are you doing?
Well, I'm making a list. I wrote down all my past failures and regrets.
Failures and regrets? You mean 失败 和后悔?
Yes, and it's a very, very long list. It makes me sad.
That's too bad. Hey, I have a better idea.
Better idea? What's that?
Leave all these things behind.
You mean leave this behind? Forget about this?
Yes, move on. Make a resolution to change.
A resolution to change.
Yes, decide to do better.
Oh, you know, that's a great idea. I am ready for a new start. I'll begin a new adventure.
Yes, make the most of every day. 把握每一天。
I will. I will. From now on, I will look forward to the future.
Always remember, the future is in God's hands.
That's true. I just hope I can remember that.
Well, May, Rex, Johnny, and I have a song that will help you remember.
Well, that's great. What's the name of the song?
It's called Moving On.
I can't wait to hear it. Yahoo!
To make a resolution,
leave behind your past and failures.
Don't live a life of regret.
It's time for a change.
You can do much better.
A new start, a new year, a new hope and a new adventure.
Capture each moment
and make the most of every day.
Time to move ahead. Look forward to the future that is in God's hands.
at the world to try. Keep your hopes up high. It's the great beginning of a brand new year. Time to move ahead. Look forward to the future that is in God's hands. Have the will to try. Keep your hopes up high. In the great beginning of a brand new year.
Time to make a resolution. Leave behind your past and failures.
Don't live a life of regret.
It's time for a change.
You can do much better. A new start, a new year, a new hope and a new adventure.
Capture each moment
and make the most of every day. Time to move ahead. Look forward to the future that is in God's hands. Have the will to try. Keep your hopes up high. It's the great beginning of a brand new year. Time to move ahead. Look forward to the future that is in God's hands. Have the will to try. Keep your hopes up high. It's the great beginning of a brand new year.
Well, it's almost the end of our show here today, so here is what I suggest. Friends, I suggest that you pick up your magazines and you read through these lessons again and try to remember what you have learned. What would you suggest, Jack?
Well, since it is the weekend, mm-hmm. I would suggest that after you have finished reviewing your lessons, that you relax and enjoy your weekend.
That sounds like a great suggestion. That is good advice. Friends, we want to thank you for joining us today and this week and always right here at Let's Talk in English at
The Mall.
We'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.